Bienvenidos al Centro Cristiano Internacional. Centro Cristiano Internacional está localizado en el 4151 Culebra Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78228.
Una cosa que me gusta de la Biblia
es que es el exact same book that you read when you were a kid.
Es el mismo libro que leyó cuando era niño.
But it can still show you new things even 10, 15 years from now.
Pero aún te puede enseñar cosas nuevas 10 o 15 años después.
So, even though you might know the story,
tal vez conozca la historia,
I always recommend to read and read and read.
Yo siempre recomiendo que lea de nuevo.
Because you'd be surprised what things that the Holy Spirit will help you discover new.
Porque a veces me sorprende en cómo el Espíritu Santo te ayuda a descubrir cosas nuevas.
So tonight we'll talk about normalcy or normal and unnormal or abnormal.
Vamos a hablar de lo que es normal y lo que no es normal.
We get in a consistent kind of flow.
Nos metemos en un fluir constante.
We do the same things every single day.
Hacemos las mismas cosas cada día.
And our culture,
y nuestra cultura,
it'll change sometimes.
A veces cambia.
But even when it changes,
pero aun cuando cambia,
those changes will become normal.
Esos cambios se hacen normal.
So the danger that comes from that,
el peligro que viene con eso,
is that you start to believe the normal.
Que empezamos a creer lo normal.
And you start to believe that this normal,
empezamos a creer que ese normal
is the way it's always been.
Es lo que siempre ha sido.
And the way it always will be.
Y lo que siempre va a ser.
And today we're going to kind of discover that that's not the case.
Vamos a descubrir hoy que eso no es el caso.
So, like I said, it's going to be a lot of reading.
Va a ser mucha lectura.
But you're more than welcome to follow along. If not, like I said, write the verses down and you can go back.
Los invito a que lean conmigo o si no, escriban los versículos para leerlo después.
So we'll start off with 1 Samuel chapter 17 verses 1 through 11.
Vamos a Primera de Samuel capítulo 17 del primer versículo hasta el 11.
It says, "Now the Philistines gathered their forces for war and assembled at Socah in Judah. They pitched camp at Ephes-Damim between Socah and Azekah. Saul and the Israelites assembled and camped in the valley of Elah and drew up their battle line to meet the Philistines. The Philistines occupied one hill and the Israelites another with the valley between them. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistines' camp. He was over 9 feet tall. He had a bronze helmet over his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze weighing 5,000 shekels on his legs. He wore bronze greaves and a bronze javelin was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod and its iron point weighed 600 shekels. His shield bearer went ahead of him. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, 'Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine and are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us.' Then the Philistine said, 'This day I defy the ranks of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other.' On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and the Israelites were dismayed and terrified." So here's one of the cool things about the Bible and God.
Esto es una de las cosas buenas de la Biblia y de Dios.
Something I just realized about this.
Algo que apenas realicé.
And again, we know this story.
De nuevo, conocemos la historia.
But there's a key thing to recognize here.
Pero hay una clave que debemos de reconocer aquí.
Israel has a name for itself.
Israel tiene un nombre para ellos mismos.
They are known.
Ellos se conocen.
And the Philistines are coming against them.
Los filisteos están viniendo en contra de ellos.
And even though the Israelites have a God who is for them,
y aunque los israelitas tienen un Dios que es con ellos,
the Philistines don't recognize that God.
Los filisteos no reconocen a ese Dios.
And we recognize that because when Goliath is speaking,
y reconocemos eso porque cuando Goliath está hablando,
he is focusing on the men.
Él se está enfocando en los hombres, en los varones.
He is focusing on the king.
Él se está enfocando en el rey.
And he knows.
Y él sabe.
He can defeat them.
Que él los puede derrotar.
Because for him.
Porque para él.
His stature.
Con su estatura.
His experience.
Su experiencia.
The normal.
Lo normal.
Is victory.
Es victoria.
He's not afraid.
Él no tiene miedo.
Of an army.
Él no tiene miedo a un ejército.
9 feet tall.
Él mide 9 pies de altura.
Is tall.
Eso es alto.
But with an army, I don't know if I'd be afraid of that.
Pero con un ejército, yo no sé si yo tuviera miedo de él.
But we see the Israelites afraid.
Pero vemos que los israelitas tienen miedo.
Now let's read verse 16.
Ahora vamos a leer el versículo 16 del capítulo 17.
For 40 days the Philistine came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. 40 days.
40 días.
Do you know what that was creating?
¿Sabe usted lo que está creando?
That was creating consistency.
Eso está creando una constancia.
That was creating a new normal.
Eso está creando algo normal.
40 days the Israelites were hearing.
Por 40 días los israelitas estaban escuchando.
This person come out.
Que esta persona sale.
Threaten.
Y amenaza.
Defile.
Y amenaza.
And all of a sudden, all of this bravery that the Israelites had from the past.
Y de repente toda esta valentía que tenían del pasado.
Regardless of all the things they saw God do.
No importa lo que hayan visto, las cosas que Dios había hecho.
Regardless of the victories that Saul won.
Las victorias que había ganado Saúl.
The new normal.
Lo normal, lo que era normal nuevo.
Was defeat.
Era derrota.
Without actually ever getting defeated.
Y no los habían derrotado.
Think about that.
Piensen eso.
Physically, they were fine.
Físicamente estaban bien.
Nobody had been killed.
Nadie se había muerto.
The Goliath didn't throw anyone over a mountain.
Goliath no aventó a nadie en la montaña.
But they let the new normal get in their head.
Pero dejaron que ese nuevo normal se metiera en su pensamiento.
Which was that this problem in front of them.
Y eso era que este problema que los confrontaba.
Was bigger than them.
Era más grande que ellos.
And bigger than God.
Y más grande que Dios.
Now, put yourself here.
Ahora, usted póngase en este lugar.
So many of us, including myself.
Muchos de nosotros, incluyéndome a mí mismo.
I know I have. I've prayed for miracles.
Yo he orado por milagros.
For God to do something amazing.
Que Dios haga algo asombroso.
Jesus said, "If you have faith like a mustard seed, you can move a mountain."
Jesús dice, si tienes fe como un grano de mostaza, puedes mover montañas.
Jesus walked on water.
Jesús caminó sobre el agua.
I mean, if only I could have a miracle like this.
Si yo pudiera tener un milagro como ese.
And what's shocking?
Y lo que es más asombroso
is when you see the Israelites here,
es cuando ves a los israelitas aquí,
who have been hand chosen by God,
que han sido escogidos específicamente por Dios.
He has destroyed nations to protect them.
Dios ha destruido a naciones para protegerlos.
None of that matters to them all of a sudden.
Y de repente nada de eso importa.
Because the new normal for them.
Porque lo nuevo, lo normal nuevo para ellos.
Was defeat.
Era derrota.
And it was their choice.
Y era algo que ellos escogieron.
The Goliath put up a challenge.
Goliath los retó.
He said, come here.
Dijo, ven acá.
Fight me.
Pelea contra mí.
If you win, we're your servants.
Si ustedes ganan, nosotros nos hacemos sus siervos.
And no one stood up.
Y nadie se levantó
en contra
de él.
Not even to try.
Ni intentaron hacerlo.
They accepted defeat without even trying.
Ellos aceptaron la derrota sin intentar hacer algo.
Your normal.
Lo normal suyo.
Can be defeat.
Puede ser la derrota.
even when you are a child of God.
Aún cuando eres hijo de Dios.
Understand that, please.
Entiendan eso, por favor.
Your normal,
tu normal,
can be defeat,
puede ser derrota,
even though you are serving the Most High.
Aún cuando estás sirviendo al Dios Altísimo.
Because you are taking God out of the picture.
Porque estás quitando a Dios del escenario.
Goliath was saying what he was saying to man.
Goliath estaba diciendo lo que estaba diciendo al hombre.
And rather than the Israelites bringing God into it.
Y en vez de que los israelitas pongan a Dios en medio de la situación,
they left God out.
Dejaron, hicieron a Dios a un lado.
And accepted defeat as man.
Y aceptaron esa derrota.
So we're going to go ahead and go to verse 23, same chapter.
En el mismo capítulo vamos al versículo 23.
I'm going to read up to 33.
Y vamos a leer del 23 al 33.
Now, and during this time prior, David has come.
Ahora, en este, para este tiempo, David viene.
He's talking with his brothers.
Y está hablando con sus hermanos.
As he was talking with them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance. And David heard it. When the Israelites saw the man, they all ran from him in great fear. And the Israelites had been saying, "Do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his father's family from taxes in Israel." David asked the men standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Take a brief pause there. David did something different.
Ahora, vamos a una pausa. David hizo algo diferente.
And you can notice he did something different.
Y tú puedes ver que él hizo algo diferente.
Because he immediately recognized who the Israelites belonged to.
Porque inmediatamente reconoció de quién, a quién pertenecían los israelitas.
He didn't say, "Who is this guy thinking he can come against a great army of Saul?"
No dijo, "¿Quién es este hombre que está retando o viniendo en contra del ejército de Saúl?"
No, he said, "To defy God, to defy the army of God."
Él dice, "¿Quién es este hombre que desafía al ejército de Dios?"
So continuing on, they repeated to him what they had been saying and told him, "This is what will be done for the man who kills him." When Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger at him and asked, "Why have you come down here? And with whom do you leave these few sheep in the desert? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down and only to watch the battle." "Now what have I done?" said David. "Can I even speak?" He then turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter, and the men answered him as before. What David said was overheard and reported to Saul, and Saul sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been fighting a man from his youth." The brothers and Saul have a new normal.
Los hermanos de David y Saúl tienen un normal nuevo.
And they are trying to put that new normal on David.
Y ellos están tratando de que David acepte ese nuevo normal.
Which is to get David to believe.
Y eso es están tratando de que David crea
that he is only a man.
Que él es solamente un hombre.
And therefore he's not strong enough.
Entonces no tiene las fuerzas suficientes.
He can't defeat the Goliath.
No puede derrotar a Goliath.
These people have seen God work.
Estas gentes han visto las obras de Dios.
And it's one thing if they don't want to take the risk.
Y es una cosa si ellos mismos no se quieren arriesgar.
But now they're trying to bring someone else down.
Pero ahora están tratando de bajar a David.
There's a reason why you want to trust and believe in God and trust in the Holy Spirit.
Hay una razón por la cual debes de confiar en Dios y confiar en el Espíritu Santo.
There's a reason why you want to get in the Word.
Hay una razón por la cual debes de meterte en la palabra.
There will be people who care about you and love you.
Hay personas que te aman y tienen cuidado de ti.
Who are walking with God.
Están caminando con Dios.
They believe in God.
Creen en Dios.
They know who God is.
Saben quién es Dios.
They may have been the person who told you about God.
A lo mejor fue la persona que te dijo o te habló de Dios.
But for whatever reason,
pero no importa la razón,
they have a new normal.
Ellos tienen un normal nuevo.
And they will give that new normal to you.
Y van a darte ese normal nuevo a ti.
If you are not careful,
si no tienes cuidado,
you will do the same as they're doing.
Vas a hacer lo mismo que estas personas están haciendo.
Nothing.
Nada.
Accepting defeat.
Aceptando la derrota.
Believing there's nothing you can do.
Creyendo que no hay nada que puedas hacer.
And Saul,
y Saúl,
the king,
el rey,
telling David the same thing.
Le está diciendo a David lo mismo.
One thing I remember about my dad.
Una cosa que me recuerdo de mi papá.
One of the things I always remember when he would be up here.
Una de las cosas que me recuerdo cuando él estaba acá.
Is he would tell you to challenge.
Te decía el desafío.
Do not just accept what's said up here.
Decía, no aceptes todo lo que se dice aquí.
Don't accept credentials.
No aceptes los títulos.
Don't accept videos.
No aceptes los videos.
Don't accept what people have said are mighty about this person.
No aceptes lo que la gente
it
dice
is
sobre
your responsibility.
Es tu responsabilidad.
To get in the word.
De meterte en la palabra.
And confirm.
Y confirma.
That whatever it is they're saying.
Que lo que están diciendo.
Is from God.
Es de Dios.
Because sometimes you will have someone with authority.
Porque a veces vas a tener alguien en autoridad.
And with the best intentions.
Y tal vez tengan las mejores intenciones.
Try and stop you.
Pero te van a querer parar.
Continue reading, same chapter, verse 34.
Vamos al versículo 34.
237.
Del 34 a 37.
But David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defiled the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. We have two things happening now.
Estamos teniendo dos cosas que están pasando.
We have the Israelites and Saul who've accepted the new normal.
Tenemos a los israelitas y al rey Saúl que han aceptado lo normal nuevo.
Of defeat.
Que es derrota.
And we have one boy.
Y tenemos a un joven.
Who's pushing his normal.
Que está tratando de imponer su normal.
Which is victory.
Que es victoria.
Both have experienced God in some way.
Los dos, ambos han experimentado a Dios de una manera u otra.
Both know the power of God.
Ambos conocen el poder de Dios.
But only one is accepting to believe what God can really do.
Pero solamente uno está creyendo, aceptando que lo que Dios puede hacer.
I don't think I could kill a lion.
Yo no creo que pueda matar un león.
I don't think I could kill a bear.
No creo que pueda matar un oso.
But even if for some reason I did.
Pero vamos a suponer que puedo hacerlo.
It's not someone who's experienced in war.
No es alguien que está tiene experiencia en guerra.
It's not someone who's 9 feet tall.
No es alguien que mida 9 pies.
It's not someone who literally has an entire army fearing him.
No es alguien a quien le tiene miedo todo el ejército.
But what David didn't do,
lo que David no hizo,
he didn't allow this new circumstance to create a new normal.
No dejó que la circunstancia nueva creara en él un normal nuevo.
And he said, God helped me out here.
Y dijo, Dios me ayudó acá.
With a lion.
Con el león.
Yeah, but that's not as big as a giant. God helped me out here.
Sí, pero no es tan grande como el gigante. No, no, pero Dios me ayudó.
And he helped me out with the bear.
Y me ayudó con el oso.
Yes, but that bear doesn't stand 9 feet.
Sí, pero ese oso,
he helped me out with the bear.
Ese oso no mide 9 pies. No, no importa eso.
So if he helped me out with the lion,
so si me ayudó con el león,
and he helped me out with the bear,
me ayudó con el oso,
he's going to help me out with this.
Me va a ayudar con este.
David's normal.
Lo normal de David.
Was the expectancy. It was expecting.
Él esperaba en eso.
that God was always with him.
Él esperaba que Dios siempre iba a estar con él.
No matter what the circumstance.
No importaba la circunstancia.
We're going to keep reading 38 through 40.
Vamos a continuar leyendo del 38 al 40.
Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I'm not used to them. So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of a shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistines. Another big thing.
Otra cosa grande.
Do not mess with what works.
No metas la mano en lo que ya está trabajando.
You have a God.
Tienes un Dios.
Who cares and loves you. Cares and loves for you.
Que te ama y te cuida.
Protects you.
Te protege.
Tells you how to walk in his ways.
Te dice cómo camines en su caminar.
Gives you a book to help you understand.
Te da un libro para ayudarte a entender.
Gives you a Holy Spirit who speaks directly to him.
Te da el Espíritu Santo que habla directamente con él.
Don't get sidetracked by all of the help.
No te desvíes con toda la ayuda.
Because it can weigh you down.
Porque eso te puede traerte para abajo.
We live in a culture today.
Vivimos en una cultura.
Where when we need help.
Que cuando necesitamos ayuda.
The first thing we do.
Lo primero que hacemos.
Is get on Instagram.
Es nos metemos a Instagram.
And try to find a quote.
Y tratamos de ver algo.
Get on a podcast.
O escuchamos un podcast.
And try to listen to a sermon.
Para escuchar un sermón.
Are they wrong?
¿Eso es equivocado?
No.
No.
An armor to go into battle is not wrong.
Cargar armadura para ir a la batalla no tiene nada de malo.
But can it slow you down?
Pero sí te puede detenerte o inmovilizarte.
Of course.
Claro que sí.
Because it's taking you off what works.
Porque te está desviando de lo que ya trabaja.
Prayer works.
La oración trabaja.
Getting in the word works.
Metiéndote en la palabra trabaja.
Having the ability to speak to God directly works.
Teniendo la habilidad de hablar con Dios directamente, eso trabaja.
Don't take that away from God.
No quites eso de Dios.
Because that's your choice.
Porque esa es tu decisión.
When you pray,
cuando tú oras,
and you don't hear an answer immediately,
y no escuchas una respuesta inmediatamente,
and you start running to every other thing,
y empiezas a correr a otras cosas,
that's you choosing.
Eso es tú haciendo una decisión.
Say, God, you're just not big enough right now.
Y le estás diciendo a Dios, Dios, no eres suficientemente grande para esto.
I need now.
Yo necesito algo hoy.
You don't understand, God.
Tú no entiendes, Dios.
And the danger,
y el peligro,
is that you lose.
Es que pierdas.
And then what happens is you start accepting defeat for every other little thing.
Y lo que sucede es que empiezas a aceptar esa derrota para todas las demás batallas.
Now going to 45.
Ahora vamos al versículo 45.
Same chapter.
Es el mismo capítulo.
David is now confronting Goliath.
David ahora está confrontando a Goliath.
So I'm sorry, 41 to 44.
Perdón, del 41 al 44.
So meanwhile, the Philistine with his shield bearer in front of him kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was only a boy, ruddy and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, "My dog, that you come at me with sticks," and the Philistine cursed David by his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." So what do we see again?
¿Qué estamos viendo aquí?
We see Goliath looking at what's in front of him.
Goliath está viendo lo que está enfrente de él.
His normal is looking at the boy.
El normal de Goliath era mirar al joven.
The natural.
Lo natural.
The blood, the flesh.
La carne, la sangre.
He doesn't see anything else.
Él no ve ninguna otra cosa.
This is what he's been asking for.
Esto es lo que ha estado pidiendo.
I mean, if you're Goliath, you would think like, oh, great.
Si eres Goliath, has de pensar, qué bueno.
They send a little kid out here.
Mandan a un niño.
This is going to be easy.
Esto va a ser fácil.
But Goliath still found bitterness just because of who David was.
Pero Goliath todavía se amargó por quién era David.
Because what David did,
porque lo que hizo David,
was shake the Goliath's normal.
Fue sacudir lo normal para Goliath.
40 days the Goliath has been coming out.
40 días Goliath ha salido.
Defying the armies,
desafiando a los ejércitos,
cursing the armies,
maldiciendo a los ejércitos,
and crickets,
y nada.
He likes this normal.
A él le gusta ese normal.
Then all of a sudden something happens.
Y de repente algo sucede.
And his normal starts to change.
Y su normal empieza a cambiar.
Because somebody came out.
Porque alguien salió.
And it's interesting to me.
Para mí es interesante.
Because when you read this,
porque cuando lees esto,
terms already have been done.
Las cosas ya están hechas.
If I see a kid coming out to me,
si yo veo que un niño sale en contra de mí,
I mean, if I'm Goliath, I feel like it's in my right to go ahead and, before he even finishes walking up.
Si yo soy Goliath, yo creo que yo puedo decir, antes de que se pelee algo, ya gané.
But because of his own uncertainty, he starts trying to rebuke David.
Pero porque no está muy seguro, él empieza a reprender a David.
Whatever it is you're facing in life,
no importa lo que estés confrontando en la vida,
understand it's not going to submit.
Entiende que esa cosa no se va a sujetar.
Because it's normal.
Porque lo normal para esa cosa
is to be in control of what. To be in control of the situation that you're in.
Es de estar en control de la situación en la que te encuentras.
So when you change,
cuando tú cambias,
when you do something different,
cuando tú haces algo diferente,
to create a new normal,
para crear un normal
it's
nuevo,
not going to submit.
Esa cosa no se va a sujetar.
It's going to bring curses on you.
Va a traer maldiciones sobre ti.
It's going to try to break you down.
Va a traer de derrotarte.
It's going to try to convince you that it's a mistake you're out here.
Te va a tratar de convencer que es un error que tú estés ahí afuera.
Let's read David's response.
Vamos a leer la respuesta de David.
45 through 51, same chapter.
45, del 45 al 51.
David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down to the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the scabbard. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. So David's response,
okay, la respuesta de David
is different.
Es diferente.
Because he brings something new to the battle.
Porque él trae algo nuevo a la batalla.
And it's almost like God's just been waiting.
Y es como si Dios estuviera esperando.
He's just been waiting for someone to accept him to do what he needs to do.
Ha estado esperando por ese alguien que acepte lo que él va a hacer.
David recognizes who's in control.
David reconoce quién está en control.
And it's easy to look at David and be like, wow.
Y es fácil de ver a David y decir, wow.
So much faith.
Qué fe.
So strong in God.
Es tan fuerte en Dios.
You know, David is dead.
David está muerto.
You know what that means?
¿Sabes lo que significa?
He's a human.
Que es ser humano.
Do you know what you are?
¿Sabes lo que eres tú?
You're a human.
Eres ser humano.
The power of God that was in David.
El poder de Dios que estaba en David.
Can even be more so in you because you have that Holy Spirit.
Puede ser más en ti porque tú tienes el Espíritu Santo.
David isn't special.
David no es especial.
David just accepted who was in charge.
David lo único que hizo es aceptarlo a la persona que estaba encargado.
David's normal.
lo normal para David
was having God
es teniendo
and
a
not
Dios
letting outside
y no dejando que lo de afuera
come in.
Entrara.
It's easy to put these people that we read about on a pedestal.
Es fácil de poner estas gentes que leemos en un pedestal.
But there's no reason to do that.
Pero no hay razón por la cual debemos de hacer eso.
They didn't even have what you have.
Ellos no tenían lo que nosotros tenemos.
They didn't have congregational meetings twice, three times a week.
No tenían servicios dos, tres veces a la semana.
They didn't have a Bible.
No tenían una Biblia.
They didn't have praise and worship.
No tenían la adoración y la alabanza.
And yet they chose to keep their normal to be God.
Y sin embargo, ellos tomaron la decisión de hacer de Dios lo normal.
It's important.
Es importante.
Very important.
Muy importante.
And even though I say it.
Y aún y yo diciéndolo.
I will admit I am one who fails at this.
Yo puedo decir yo muchas veces fallo en esto.
That no matter what comes your way.
No importa lo que venga en contra de ti.
Recognize.
Reconoce.
It is not defeat.
Que no es derrota.
It is an opportunity.
Es una oportunidad.
For you to get in front of it.
Para que tú lo confrontes.
And remind it who's in charge.
Y recordarle a esa cosa quién está en control.
Who the battle belongs to.
A quién pertenece la batalla.
Now, don't get lazy.
No se pongan perezosos.
Because David didn't just say that and then stand there.
Porque David no nomás dijo eso y se paró ahí.
One thing that amazes me about God.
Una cosa que me asombra de Dios.
And I think that is so, like, it just makes me feel just so amazing. Just every time when you realize this.
Cuando realizamos esto.
Is that no matter how powerful he is.
No importa qué tan poderoso Dios es.
And no matter what he can do.
Y lo que él puede hacer.
He allows someone as insignificant as me.
Él permite que alguien tan insignificante como yo.
To do it.
Que yo lo haga.
He allows me to go through it.
Me permite pasar por eso.
There's tons of verses where we see God move.
Hay muchos versículos en donde vemos a Dios que se mueve.
Fire coming down from heaven.
Vemos que manda fuego de los cielos.
Earth opening up and swallowing people.
La tierra se abre y consume a gente.
Waters parting.
Las aguas abriéndose.
Even creation itself.
Aún la creación.
Yet, David is the one who did this.
Pero David es el que hizo esto.
He knew who was in charge.
Él sabía quién estaba en control.
But David had to move.
Pero David tuvo que moverse.
So don't get lazy.
No nos pongamos perezosos.
Because that's not what God wants either.
Porque Dios no quiere eso tampoco.
He wants to be able to use you.
Él quiere usarnos.
To confront the situation.
Para confrontar las situaciones.
Defeat the situation.
Derrotar la situación.
So that when anyone else sees.
Para que cuando los demás vean.
They will know it's because God.
Ellos sabrán que es por Dios.
So we're going to turn now to Acts 9.
Vamos a Hechos capítulo 9.
And that norm that we talked about here.
Y eso, esa cosa que es normal que hablamos aquí.
That was regarding outside.
Eso es sobre las cosas de afuera.
Culture.
La cultura.
Society.
La sociedad.
It's the norm for them to say you can't do it.
Es normal para estas cosas que digan no lo puedes hacer.
And so now we're going to go into a different norm.
So ahora vamos a entrar a otro normal.
Chapter 9, verse 10 through 19.
Vamos al capítulo 9 de Hechos, versículo 10 al 19.
All right. And it says, and this is right after the circumstance that happened with Saul. And when he was, when Jesus spoke to him.
Esto es después de que Saúl se encontró con Jesús.
It says in verse 10, in Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision. Ananias. Yes, Lord, he answered. The Lord told him, Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. Lord, Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has come here with the authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. This normal,
esto que es normal
that we see from Ananias,
que vemos de Ananías,
it's a human flaw.
Es algo que es un error en la humanidad.
And it's something that's built into us.
Es algo que es puesto ahí.
And that's the you can't.
Eso es ese sentir de que no puedes.
Ananias, who is a follower of God,
que es un seguidor de Dios,
is literally having a debate with God.
Está debatiendo con Dios.
So remember how we said it'd be amazing to experience a miracle?
Recuerden cuando dijimos que sería asombroso experimentar un milagro?
Can you imagine yourself talking to God and trying to explain to God why he's wrong?
Imagínate tratar de convencer a Dios que Dios está equivocado.
As soon as he heard who it was he's supposed to go to,
al momento que Dios le dijo a quién debería de ir,
that self-doubt came into play.
Esa duda empezó a mostrarse en él.
The fear.
El temor.
Of I can't.
Ese sentir de no puedo.
Again, Saul had an encounter with Jesus.
De nuevo, Saúl tuvo un encuentro con Jesús.
I don't know why God,
yo no sé por qué Dios,
had Saul do everything he had to do and have Ananias come and do what he had to do.
No sé, entiendo por qué Dios le dijo a Saúl que hiciera todo lo que hiciera y luego trajo a Ananías para hacer lo que le estaba diciendo que hiciera.
But because of that,
pero a causa de eso,
we have a wonderful example.
Tenemos un ejemplo maravilloso
of what to do when God tells you to get out of your normal.
De lo que debemos de hacer cuando Dios te dice que salgas de tu normal.
Ananias is praying.
Ananías está orando.
I would say, even though it's not going good for the Christians, he's at peace.
Yo diría, aunque no, las cosas no están yendo bien para los cristianos, él tiene paz.
The reason why I would assume that,
La razón por la cual digo eso,
is because when he answers back to the Lord,
cuando le contesta al Señor,
he brings up the fact that Saul is a bad guy.
Le recuerda a Dios, Saúl es el malo aquí.
And actually, not just like a bad guy, but he's like a bad guy to us Christians.
Y no solamente una persona mala, pero es malo en contra de los cristianos.
That's fear coming up.
Ese es temor.
That's normal.
Eso es normal.
If God told you to go confront someone where you know you might die, you're gonna feel scared.
Si Dios te dice que vayas a confrontar a alguien y es posible que mueras, vas a tener miedo.
But that's why I love this example.
Pero por eso amo este ejemplo.
Because from this we can understand.
Porque a través de esto podemos entender
that while that's our normal,
que sí, es algo normal para nosotros,
that's not something that God, that's not God's normal.
Eso no es lo normal para Dios.
You don't know what God has done.
Tú no sabes lo que Dios ha hecho.
I'm sure if God told Ananias, look, I did a great big show.
Yo estoy seguro que si Dios le dijera a Ananias, mira, yo hice un show muy grande.
I struck him blind.
Yo causé que fuera ciego.
He ain't gonna be a problem for you.
No va a ser ningún problema para ti.
It would have been different.
Tal vez hubiera sido diferente.
I think Ananias would have been like, okay, sure.
Yo creo que Ananías hubiera dicho, está bien.
But we don't see Ananias knowing everything that just happened.
Pero Ananías no sabe de todo lo que ha sucedido.
To the extent that it happened.
o a qué grado sucedió.
So we're having to see Ananias come out of this normal.
So estamos viendo aquí a Ananías saliendo de su normal.
It's interesting because evangelism.
Es interesante porque el evangelismo
can get complicated.
Se puede complicar.
I know as a kid growing up.
Yo sé cuando yo era niño y creciendo.
Hearing all about this.
Y yo escuchaba todo esto.
And I grew up in the time when tracts were a big deal.
Y yo me crecí cuando los tratados eran algo grande.
It was almost like if you give someone a tract, they'll automatically get saved. Like
era como si le dieras algo en un tratado, inmediatamente se iban a salvar.
I would go to the bookstore, the Christian bookstore.
Yo iba a la librería cristiana.
And see all the tracts of hell and all the things of how to get to heaven.
Veía todos los tratados que hablaban de infierno y cómo llegar al cielo.
And I remember being in school or even Sunday school and, you know, being told about the importance of telling others about Jesus.
Me recuerdo estando en la escuela dominical y que me decían lo importante de hablar sobre Jesús.
And it's easy to overcomplicate it.
Y es fácil de hacerlo más complicado de lo que es.
Because I know when I've talked to people about God.
Porque yo sé que cuando yo hablo a las personas de Dios,
I tend to try to convince them.
Yo lo que tiendo a hacer es de tratar de convencerlos.
Instead of sharing.
En vez de compartir con ellos.
And that's different.
Y es diferente.
Because I can honestly, I mean, hopefully I'm wrong.
Espero que esté equivocado.
But I could at least say at that moment.
Pero puedo decir que en ese momento.
Nobody that I've tried to convince has come through.
Nadie a quien yo he tratado de convencer. Lo ha hecho.
Sometimes we overcomplicate things.
A veces hacemos las cosas más complicadas.
Because we're not taking into account who's in charge.
Porque no estamos tomando en cuenta quién está en control.
We don't know if God's already been working with them.
No sabemos si Dios ya ha estado tratando con ellos.
We don't know if God's already had an experience. Given them an experience.
No sabemos si Dios ya les ha dado una experiencia.
Like the brother said this morning, the woman was crying. She had been waiting for someone to tell him about Jesus.
Como compartió el hermano esta mañana, esa mujer estaba llorando, pidiendo que alguien le hablara de Dios.
You don't know.
Tú no sabes.
God doesn't owe you that explanation either.
Y Dios no te debe esa explicación.
He wants to see you move.
Él quiere ver que te muevas.
He already created the path.
Él ya creó el camino.
He understands the dangers and the risks.
Él entiende los riesgos, los peligros.
But he wants to see you move.
Pero él quiere ver que tú te muevas.
And sometimes,
y a veces,
we convince ourselves.
Nosotros nos convencemos a nosotros mismos.
Or we think we are.
O creemos.
But what we're really doing is just arguing with God.
Realmente lo que estamos haciendo es alegando con Dios.
I mean, think about it.
Pensemos.
Let's put yourself in God's shoes.
Vamos a ponernos en los zapatos de Dios.
He hears you on Sunday.
Te escucha el domingo.
Singing praise and worship.
Que estás cantando adoración.
Let your fire fall.
Oh, Señor, deja que tu fuego caiga.
Lord, send me.
Señor, envíame a mí.
Oh, speak to me, God.
Háblame a mí, Dios.
Okay.
Está bien.
And now he speaks to you.
Y ahora te habla.
That's not God.
Ese no es Dios.
God isn't going to force you.
Dios no te va a forzar.
Again, so amazing, the Bible.
De nuevo, esto es tan asombroso en la Biblia.
Because even though Saul had that experience,
porque aún cuando Saúl tuvo esa experiencia,
Saul still could have said no to God.
Saúl aún pudiera haberle dicho no a Dios.
Because he could have said that my normal is this is not okay.
Porque él pudiera haber dicho mi normal es que nada de esto está bien.
How dare you, God, make me blind?
¿Cómo te atreves, Dios, hacerme ciego?
Even more so now, I'm going to kill as many Christians as I can.
Ahora con más razón voy a matar más cristianos.
Because if you're the God that blinds me,
porque si tú eres el Dios que me ha hecho ciego,
I'm going to do everything I can to destroy you.
Voy a hacer todo lo posible para destruirte.
I mean, we see people in the Bible who've done this.
Vemos ejemplos en la Biblia de gente que
Goliath
ha hecho eso.
Is a perfect example.
Goliat es un ejemplo perfecto.
But Saul made the choice.
Pero Saúl hizo una decisión.
And said, I'm going to accept a new normal.
Y dijo, voy a aceptar lo normal nuevo.
Ananias had a choice.
Ananías tuvo
to tell God,
una decisión.
He tried to convince God.
Él trató de convencer a Dios.
And I even like how he goes and talks to Saul like, hey, you know the God who struck you blind? He sent me, so.
Me gusta cómo Ananías habla con Saúl. ¿Sabes? Ese Dios que te hizo ciego, Dios me envió. Ese Dios me envió.
But he could have had a choice to not do it.
Pero él podía haber elegido a no hacerlo.
He could have said, you know what, God, find someone else.
Pudiera haber dicho, ¿sabes qué, Dios? Encuentra a alguien más.
Because there's no way you're telling me to go talk to this guy.
Porque no hay ninguna manera que me estás diciendo que vaya a hablar con este hombre.
So, lastly, we're going to turn to Psalms 25.
Vamos al Salmo 25.
And read verses 8 through 15.
Y vamos a leer del 8 al 15.
God has the answer to everything.
Dios tiene una respuesta para todo.
Because he created.
Porque
created everything.
Él creó a todo.
But you always have a choice.
Pero tú siempre tienes una opción.
And what's great about the Bible,
y lo que es bueno de la Biblia,
is it has so many different examples.
Es que tiene tantos ejemplos diferentes.
And it has so many things to help you.
Y tiene tantas cosas que te pueden ayudar.
Which is why I say, nothing wrong with going to Instagram.
No hay nada malo en ir a Instagram.
Nothing wrong with trying to find a podcast that's encouraging.
O escuchar un sermón que es, te anima.
But you can find it in here.
Pero tú lo puedes encontrar aquí.
I guarantee it.
Te lo garantizo.
You can find it in here.
Tú lo puedes encontrar aquí.
So before you do any of that,
so antes de hacer otra cosa,
try to make your new normal.
Trata de hacerlo normal.
Coming to the Bible,
que vengas a la Biblia.
Coming to God in prayer,
viniendo a Dios en oración.
And don't overcomplicate it.
Y no lo compliques.
You don't need to put a shawl.
No te puede, no te tienes que cubrir.
You don't need to find oil.
No puedes, no tienes que buscar aceite.
Wherever you're at,
donde quiera que estés.
Fall asleep praying to God.
Duérmete orándole
Wake
a Dios.
Up saying thank you, God.
Despiértate diciéndole gracias, Dios.
Chapter 25, verse 8 through 15 in Psalms.
Salmo 25, del 8 al 15.
So we see this from David.
Vemos esto de David.
Again, we know who David is.
Sabemos quién es David.
We saw what he did.
Vimos lo que hizo.
And we also have seen the failures that he did, that he chose to do.
Hemos visto también sus errores.
But I love this writing he does.
Pero me encanta lo que escribe aquí.
And it's just a great outline that you can do for yourself if you don't really know how to or you feel like you don't know how to pray. This is a great way to give thanks.
Si no sabes cómo orar, esta es una manera buena para dar gracias.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is a man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are forever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. It's as simple as that.
Es tan simple como eso.
It's as simple as that, yet we make it more difficult than could ever be done.
Es tan simple como eso, pero nosotros lo hacemos más difícil de lo que debe de ser.
David is giving you okay, so back to my point of David being this big shot.
Regresando a mi punto, que David está aquí en alto.
You want to know the secrets to success?
¿Quieres saber los secretos al éxito?
Instead of buying 100 ways to be successful,
en vez de comprar libros diciéndote 100 maneras de ser exitoso,
just follow what David said.
Sigue lo que David dice.
Do what David did.
Haz lo que David hizo.
Keep your eyes on the Lord.
Mantén tus ojos en el Señor.
But like, really? Because We say it.
Pero en verdad, porque lo decimos,
it feels nice to say it.
Se siente bonito decirlo.
It sounds nice to hear it.
Y se escucha bien.
But like, when you're by yourself, really.
Pero cuando estás solo,
are you really keeping your eyes on the Lord?
¿Realmente estás poniendo tu mirada en el Señor?
Are you really trusting him when there's a Goliath in front of you?
¿Estás confiando en el Señor cuando hay un Goliat confrontándote?
Are you really willing to obey when he says to go?
¿Estás dispuesto a obedecer cuando él dice ve?
There may be times that you're gonna fail.
Van a haber veces en que vas a fracasar.
That's why I love that passage there, because he will instruct you.
Por eso me encanta ese texto, porque dice te va a instruir.
You know what instructions show?
¿Sabes lo que son las instrucciones?
The way to do it.
¿Cómo hacerlo?
Can you do it without instructions?
¿Lo puedes hacer sin instrucciones?
Maybe.
Posible.
Typically you have some screws left over.
Pero típicamente tienes ciertas cosas que te sobran.
Table's a little wobbly.
La mesa está un poquito ahí tambaleando.
Let him instruct you.
Deja que te instruya.
Let him guide you.
Deja que te guíe.
And regardless of what comes in life,
y no importa qué venga en contra de ti en la vida,
understand that you will be defeated.
Entiende que vas a ser derrotado.
If you accept defeat,
si aceptas la derrota,
or you've already have the victory,
o ya tienes la victoria,
because you let God be in control.
Porque dejas que Dios es el que esté en control.
Because your eyes are on him.
Porque tus ojos están sobre él.
It's not always instant.
No es instantáneo siempre.
Saul was waiting for 3 days.
Saúl estaba esperando por 3 días.
The Israelites had to hear for 40 days.
Los israelitas estaban escuchando a este hombre por 40 días.
But when it happens,
pero cuando sucede,
it happens.
Sucede.
And it's gone.
Y ya se terminó.
Goliath's head is chopped off.
En la cabeza de Goliat se le fue cortada.
The scales fall off.
Esas escamas se cayeron.
So keeping your eyes on the Lord.
So manteniendo tu mirada en el Señor.
Should be all of our new normals.
Debe de ser nuestro normal.
Esperamos que hayas disfrutado de este mensaje de bendición del Centro Cristiano Internacional. Centro Cristiano Internacional está localizado en el 4151 Culebra Road, San Antonio, Texas 78228. Te queremos hacer la invitación para que disfrutes de uno de nuestros servicios. Nuestros servicios comienzan los domingos a las 10 de la mañana y 6 de la tarde y los miércoles a las 7 de la noche. Para más información puedes llamar al 210-434-6428. Y si tienes una petición y quieres que oremos contigo, nos puedes llamar al 210-435-5788. Y recuerda que Dios te ama y tiene un plan para tu vida.